Whether you're looking for a Chevy car, truck, or SUV, go see my friends at Apple Chevy in Tinley Park. With over 500 new and used vehicles in stock, they have what you're looking for and at the lowest price possible. Go to applechevy.com. Coming up at the 5 o'clock hour.
Yep.
Top 5 of 5. And my story of my weekend, which is, well, would be memorable if I could remember it. And there's a reason for this. I experimented with something that is coming to Illinois.
Mm-hmm. Soon. In fact, what, 2020? January of 2020?
Yep. And, well, it was kind of a moment. And I would like to share
what you remember of that whole experience.
Yes. Oh, it's completely legally and with medical supervision, as a matter of fact. And I use that term loosely. All right. The president did something today. Right at the beginning of the morning, he announced that they're going to do this by executive action. They are going to change the rules as it pertains to legal immigrants in the United States. Legal immigrants will no longer be eligible for certain social services. If you're a green card holder, you will not be able to accept certain benefits from the government. And if you don't like it, you're just going to have to leave, I think is essentially what he is trying to say. And we have with us right now a United States Congressman, Raja Krishnamurthy, from the west and northwest suburbs of the Chicago metropolitan area. And Raja?
Hey, Ro.
You
hey,
are
Anna.
A
Hi.
First generation American, right?
I am, yes.
And were you born here?
No, I was actually born in India. I came here when I was 3 months old.
3 months old. Okay. So your parents immigrated to the United States. So
that's right.
You're very much a part of the American dream. Like a lot of, none of our parents, grandparents, great grandparents or whatever, were native to this land for 1,000 years, right? This is within the last couple of hundred years, the vast majority of Americans' families came here.
Mm-hmm.
So, and legal immigration has always been a part of America, right? We can all agree on that, right? That's what Lady Liberty stands there.
Right.
To bring people here. You're just now starting to see the farmers in the Midwest begin to complain about the immigration situation because they're like, we need migrant workers and, we want them to be here legally, but we need them. And what are we going to do without them? And now comes this. First of all, can you explain specifically what this means, what the president has proposed this morning?
Well, first of all, you're absolutely right about the fact that we are all immigrants or descendants of immigrants for the most part. And what this particular change does is it affects something called the public charge rule. Without getting into the all the specifics, basically legal immigrants are able to apply for certain non-cash benefits, such as food assistance or housing assistance for a temporary period of time to kind of sustain themselves when they fall down economically. And now the president or the administration is basically going to hold that against you if you want to apply for more permanent residency in the United States. And I in particular, find it to be very concerning for various reasons.
Well, all right. So articulate those things.
Yeah. I mean, what exactly are they looking at?
Well, in full disclosure, my family unfortunately fell down economically. But thanks to the incredible generosity and goodwill of the people of the United States, we were allowed to take advantage of both food and housing assistance for a short period of time, allowed us to get back on our feet. My father was able to find a terrific job in, of all places, Peoria, Illinois, later on. We became, I think it's fair to say, contributing members of society, and I would not be on this phone call with you as a member of Congress without that assistance. And there are many, many, many people who are in a similar situation, and I think that's what makes our country exceptional, that we are willing to pick people up, put them back on their feet, and then they go on to do great things for our country. It makes our country stronger.
So the representative from the Trump administration, Ken Cuccinelli, today was saying that we want people coming to this country who are self-sufficient so that they will consider this sort of history of using these kinds of benefits or having to take have their families having to get some of these benefits against them. But in your situation, would that be enough to say, hi, you no longer qualify for permanent status? It isn't clear exactly what it means.
Yeah, it basically would mean that if we were to apply for a permanent status after having taken advantage of that, and we did, by the way, that's how we became naturalized and later got, citizenship for the entire, for our immediate family. If we were to do that again, that application for those benefits would count as a huge black mark and would probably disqualify us. Mm-hmm. And the one thing that I just kind of take issue with in his statements is that for the most part, these immigrants come here as self-sufficient folks. And it's just that, like everybody, they might sometimes go through a tough time. And it's only when they kind of fall down that, we try to pick them back up. And that's just the best of America. That's who we are. And it's the right thing to do morally, but it's also the best thing to do for our economy, because that way we can get these people productive again and contributing to our economy and society.
Right. And we found that immigrants, whether, you want to start with Alexander Hamilton, because they just did a musical about him, all the way up and through, others who've come here and changed the, first and second generation, or people, that are coming on their own, made amazing contributions to American culture and American science and American history and all of that. And it's like, it's weird. We are turning our back, I think, in a lot of ways culturally on what made us America and what our core values were and what also made us a beacon of hope and an example to how to be successful as a society to all the rest of societies around the world.
That's exactly right. And, immigration is the number one competitive advantage that the United States has relative to any country in the world, whether China or anyone else. You could call it our killer app if you wanted to. And by doing the things that we're doing right now, and we can go through a whole list that the Trump administration has engaged in, including, vile rhetoric towards immigrants, we're eroding our advantage, our number one advantage. And I think that's really a horrible mistake, and it will hurt our economy in the long run, too.
Now, he's doing this by basically a stroke of a pen, right? I mean, he does not need Congress to do this, right, Congressman?
Yes, but I think it's going to go into litigation because the law may not be consistent with what he's doing in terms of implementing the regulations, but at least for right now, those are the regulations.
All right, Raja, thank you very much. Appreciate it, sir.
Absolutely. Thank you, Ro. Thank you, Anna.
All right, there he is, Raja Krishnamurthy. Congressman, it's you wake up and there's always something, right?
There is.
The nice thing about the Trump era is there's always something.
Nice thing.
Yeah. So, as a talk show host, I want to say that the nice thing is that there's always something.
Something to talk about.
Yes.
For sure.
Yes.
Something
yes.
to try very, to very figure out and absorb and understand.
Mm-hmm. And this is the one today, and I don't know. It just doesn't feel. It doesn't feel American to me. I mean, we do invite people in. Because we actually don't have, there's a lot of jobs that, you always hear people say this because it's true. There's a lot of jobs Americans won't take. And those jobs mm-hmm. are taken by new immigrants who, can't believe the safety, security, and bounty of this nation.
Yep.
And also the welcoming, what has historically been the welcoming nature of this nation.
Mm-hmm.
And we find ourselves now just constantly looking at each other like, what team are you on? Who are you? Why are you here? I mean, we're on the defensive because we, we feel like we're under siege. And I don't know. I look outside. I'm not 100% sure we're under siege. Right? I know. I know there are people right now going, well, go down to the border and see. Well, okay. I'm not there. I'm just saying, as an American, I don't see Chicago. I see the problems in Chicago not because of immigrants. I see it just because of Americans. I see the crime problem is primarily an American-on-American problem in Chicago, primarily. Yes, there are some, you know, there are clearly some Central American gangs in, you know, operating in the drug gang world here. There's no question about that. But but throwing out the baby with the bathwater, there doesn't seem to make a lot of sense.
Well, it seems like the president's taking this unilateral action and, you know, getting a lot of people angry in the process because Congress is not doing what I think most people in America would like to see: create a path to citizenship, come up with something, pass some legislation, solve this problem, do something to allow immigrants who want to be here, just come up with the rule of law to allow them, and then the people who are already here.